Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, of course, we hear about B'nai Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, and we also hear something about Yetzias Mitzrayim that we have been hearing since we're children. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Beis that B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and in Pasuk Lamed Tes, Vayofu es habatzei kasher hotziu mimitzrayim ugos matzos kilo chametz ki gorshu mimitzrayim velo yachlu lismamea vegam tzeda lo asu lahem. The Torah says, and we quote this in the Haggadah, that B'nai Yisrael baked matzah from the dough which they brought out of Mitzrayim because they were expelled out of Egypt. They couldn't wait. They hadn't prepared any food. We've heard this detail since we're little kids. B'nai Yisrael had to leave Mitzrayim with incredible urgency, so much urgency that they didn't even have enough time to bake bread. And what was the rush? Why did B'nai Yisrael have to leave so quickly? Many Mefarshim discuss many different angles and reasons. The Zohar says in the beginning of Parshas Yisro that B'nai Yisrael had fallen to the 49th level of Tumah. It's an idea that's quoted very often. There's 50 levels of Tumah, each one lower and farther from Hashem, so to speak, than the one above it, and B'nai Yisrael had sunk so low. Their actions and their surroundings and their history in Mitzrayim had all brought B'nai Yisrael so low that collectively they had sunk almost to the very bottom. They were on the 49th level of Tumah, and they'd fall, and had they fallen one more level, Chas V'Shalom, they would never have been redeemed. And so, in order to save B'nai Yisrael, they could literally not wait in Mitzrayim for even a moment longer, or else they would risk being lost forever, Chas V'Shalom. And on this Pasuk, and on this Zohar, the Oznaim LaTorah of Zalman Sarutzkin, who died in 1966, makes the following powerful observation. The Medrash says in a number of places that B'nai Yisrael, despite being surrounded by the impure influences of Mitzrayim for so many years, still, says the Medrash in many places, Lo Shinu Es Shemam, they retained their Jewish names, and Lo Shinu Es Lashonam, they didn't change their language, they still spoke Lashon HaKodesh. And also the Medrash says, Shegidru Atzman Mina Erva, they protected themselves against Gili Arayus, they had strong boundaries and didn't fall in the area of sexual impropriety. And other midrashim add a fourth thing that they were very careful about. They didn't speak Lashon Hara. But be that as it may, Rav Sarutzkin says, look at what happened to B'nai Yisrael. Despite the fact that B'nai Yisrael were incredibly scrupulous about speaking Lashon Hara and about giving their children Jewish names, and despite the social and physical pressures that they had to give Egyptian names, despite all that, B'nai Yisrael still had to be rushed out of Mitzrayim, lo yachlu lismamea, or else they would have dropped to the absolute bottom of the 50 levels of Tumah, and they would be lost forever. They would have been lost in Egypt after only 210 years. Two centuries would have been all that it took to have destroyed B'nai Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. The spiritual and moral depravity of Mitzrayim and the pressures that placed on B'nai Yisrael would have been so great that B'nai Yisrael would have dropped the lowest level of Tumah and would not have been able to leave Mitzrayim had they waited another moment. In fact, Rashi or Shlomo Yitzchak, who died in 1105, tells us in the beginning of Parshas Beshalach that even with B'nai Yisrael leaving in such haste, still a full 4/5 of the entire nation was lost. 80% of B'nai Yisrael did not and could not leave Mitzrayim and everything that it represented. It's a staggering number. And all this again in the span of just 210 years. And now, contrast that to you and me today. We've been in Galus not 210 years, but almost 10 times that amount, almost 2,000 years. And yes, Rachmana Litzlan, we have seen our fair share of assimilation in these last two millennia. The statistics are also staggering. Jews all around the world and at all times, some more than others, have been lost, Rachmana Litzlan. And yet, look around. Jewish communities are thriving. Torah learning is thriving. The nation is growing and contributing. So the question is why? How have we been able to survive and thrive for 2,000 years and B'nai Israel and Egypt couldn't survive spiritually for 200 years? Says Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, the answer is clear and obvious. The Jews in Mitzrayim did not have the Torah. The Torah had not been given yet. So yes, says Rav Sarutzkin, they held on to the very critical symbols of being a Jew. The names, critically important. The language, critically important, etc. But that is clearly not enough. It's the Torah and adherence to the Torah, learning Torah, embracing Torah, spreading Torah, teaching Torah. That is what enables us as a nation to survive for 200 years and another 200 years and another and another and another, Baruch Hashem. The story of Pesach that we celebrate every year and we mention prominently many times every day, it is that story that reminds us again and again and again of the absolute, of the critical need to grab onto the life preserver that is our Torah. Have an amazing day, everyone.